God bless you. It's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. But I'd like to start with something funny. I heard about this lady. She surprised a burglar in her house late one night, and she was home alone, didn't have any kind of weapon. She didn't know what to do. Finally, she thought, I'll quote a scripture verse. She shouted out Acts 2:38. The burglar froze in his tracks and wouldn't move, and the police soon arrived and were amazed at how a woman with no weapon could do this. They asked the burglar, what was it about that scripture that had such an effect on you? He said, scripture? What scripture? I thought she said she had an axe and 2:38. All right, y'all, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about don't believe the lies. We're living in a time when there's more deception than ever. Americans lost $30 billion last year in scams. Practically every day on our phone, email, social media, someone's trying to deceive us and trick us into giving our personal information. There are financial scams, relationship scams, property scams. And these scammers are skilled. They're professional. They know human nature. I'm always telling my children, be aware. Don't take the clickbait. Recognize what's happening. We were having lunch at home with my family and a few friends not long ago, and my phone started buzzing. And I didn't recognize the number, and normally I would ignore it, but for some reason I stepped away and I answered it. This very official voice said, this is Verizon. Your phone has been compromised. It's going to be deactivated in 15 minutes. Give us the last four digits of your social security number. Well, I didn't think twice. I was distracted. I need my phone. I typed the numbers in. I sat back down at the table. My children said, Dad, did you just give your information? I said, yes. They were going to turn my phone off. They said, you did what you tell us not to do. You just got scammed. But it happened so fast. They were so convincing, so persuasive. Can I tell you who the biggest scammer is? Jesus said in John 8, Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. There is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. When we get scammed by people, it can cost us money, time, effort. But if you let the enemy scam you, it can cost you your destiny. Identity theft is a major problem, but the biggest identity thief is the enemy. He knows who you are, a child of the Most High God, fearfully and wonderfully made. He can see your crown of favor, your robe of righteousness, and royal blood flowing through your veins. He'll go to work to try to deceive you into believing a lie. He'll whisper, you're not valuable, you're not attractive, nobody cares about you, or you've made too many mistakes. Look at all your flaws and weaknesses. If you believe those lies, he'll steal your identity. He'll talk you out of who you are. You're not in a power struggle with the enemy. He's already defeated. You're in a truth struggle. The only power he has over you is the power you give him by believing his lies. And the scripture says to recognize the enemy's schemes and strategies. He has two main weapons, deception and lies. He's very clever, very subtle. He doesn't come up with this big thought. Hey, go run around on your spouse, steal that money, see yourself as unworthy. That's too obvious. It starts as a little thought, a seed of doubt. Your spouse doesn't really love you, or it's okay to fudge a little on your taxes. It's not going to hurt to party this one time. It's just a suggestion. Seems harmless, no big deal, but it's like clickbait. If you dwell on that thought, if you click on it, It's going to open up all kinds of detrimental things. The enemy never shows where it's leading you, where you'll end up, broken, lonely, addicted. He's a scammer. Seems enticing and so appealing. You've seen clickbait. You just won $1,000, just click here. You were selected for an all-expense two-week vacation, click here. It's never what it looks like. It's just bait trying to lure you into something that's harmful, something you'll regret later on. Well, this goes way back to the Garden of Eden. The enemy hasn't changed his schemes. He's not creative. He has no new strategies. If you can become skilled at recognizing his lies and not giving in to deception, you'll not only save yourself so much heartache and pain, but you'll go so much further. Adam and Eve had the perfect life. They were in this magnificent garden, beautiful, incredibly peaceful, with these streams flowing, all kinds of delicious food to eat, fruit and vegetables. They had conversations with God every day. There was no sickness, no strife, no humidity, no mosquitoes. It was everything they could ever dream of. There was one tree out of thousands that God told them they could not eat the fruit from that tree. No big deal. They had acres of other trees. But here comes the serpent. He said to Eve, "How come you can't eat from that tree? That fruit seems so good." It's just like the enemy to try to deceive you into focusing on one thing you don't have while overlooking all the great things that you do have. Your spouse is an amazing person, but he'll try to get you focused on the one thing you don't like. Or you have a great job, but he'll point out how that other coworker has more benefits than you. He's trying to plant seeds of discontentment, seeds of doubt, compromise, hoping he can deceive you into getting off track, wasting time and making decisions that cause you heartache and pain. Eve was strong at first. She said, no. We can't eat that. God said if we do, we would surely die. The serpent answered back, "You will not surely die. God knows when you eat that fruit, you'll become just like him." The mistake Eve made is instead of dismissing it, not giving it the time of day, she started dwelling on it, reasoning it out. "Well, the fruit does look kind of good. And I don't think it hurt anything. Maybe it will make us smarter." If you believe that lie, you let that thought take root, you're giving the enemy permission to come in and manipulate, deceive, and take advantage, just like you're opening the door. That's why the scripture tells us to guard our mind. Don't let just any thought in. You have to be selective. Recognize the enemy's schemes. One of his main tactics is to contradict what God promised you. He said to Eve, "Did God really say you can't eat that fruit?" It's the same today. You'll hear thoughts whispering, "Has God really said you're going to get well? Look at the medical report. Has God really said your children will be mighty in the land? They're sure not making good decisions. Has God really said you'll meet the right person that'll give you the desires of your heart? Surely it would have happened by now." Don't fall for the scam. The enemy cannot speak the truth. He's trying to plant doubt, get you discouraged where you quit believing. Verse 5 says, Eve was convinced the fruit looked so fresh and delicious, she knew it would make her smarter. So she ate the fruit and gave it to her husband, Adam. Immediately, their eyes were open. They knew they were naked. They felt shame. They went out and made fig leaves and hid in the garden. What happened? They got scammed. Just a few minutes earlier, the serpent said when they ate the fruit, they'd be happier, wiser, more fulfilled, but it was all a lie. They were afraid, ashamed, discouraged. The clickbait is always enticing. The fruit looks so fresh. Surely this is going to be something great. It's not what it looks like. Don't take the bait. This all starts in our mind. That's the enemy's main area to work in. The scripture says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." The truth on its own won't make you free. It's the truth you know that will make you free. When the enemy tries to plant thoughts of doubt, fear, compromise, You have to go back to the truth found in God's word. Answer the doubt with faith. Answer the lies with what God says. You'll never get well. What'd have happened by now? No, God is restoring health back unto me. I will live and not die. Well, you'll never get ahead. Everyone in your family struggles. No, I will lend and not borrow. I will prosper and succeed. The enemy is a scammer. He can be convincing, but you have an advantage. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You have the mind of Christ. You are full of wisdom and discernment. It's good to pray, God, I thank you that I'm aware of the enemy's schemes, that the Holy Spirit quickens every lie, that every strategy that would try to stop my destiny, every thought that is against your will, I will dismiss, I will cast down, I will guard my mind. Every morning I pray for the spirit of wisdom and discernment, wisdom to make good decisions, decisions that honor God, that move me toward my destiny. Discernment has to do with seeing the intent, the motives, recognizing where the thought is coming from. When you ask God, He'll help you discern what's right and what's not. The still small voice on the inside will alert you to things that are deceptive. It may look fine, the fruit looks good, it makes sense, but the Spirit of God will rise up in you. You'll feel a check, an uneasiness. Something says it's not right. It's not what it looks like. When you're sensitive to what you're feeling, you listen to that inward witness, that's God keeping you from getting scammed. That's the Spirit of truth revealing the lies. And God will always give you a warning before you make a mistake. He'll always speak to your spirit. There will be an unrest, an uneasiness. If you'll be aware and act on it, it will keep you from heartache. I can look back in my life at things that didn't work out, business ventures that weren't what I thought, and taken advantage of, people who weren't who they said they were. I can see how God tried to warn me, how I felt this alarm going off. I knew something wasn't right, but I overrode it. Like Eve, I reasoned it out. This seems good. These people seem honest. Looks like a great opportunity, but it wasn't what it looked like. Pay attention to what you're feeling. Everything that looks enticing is not what it appears. Deception is all the enemy has. He can't overpower you. All he can do is try to scam you, deceive you, steal your identity, talk you out of your dreams, convince you to compromise. It's okay to party, just run around, just eat the fruit. It's not gonna hurt. Recognize his strategies. His ways always end in heartache, struggle and pain. This can be avoided if we'll guard our mind and not believe the lies. These days, we hear a lot about fact-checking. We're gonna fact-check what this politician said or fact-check this statement. You need to fact-check the thoughts that come into your mind against what God says. You're not valuable. You're not attractive. Compare that to the truth. You are a masterpiece made in the image of God. I'm getting rid of that lie. I'm not falling for that scam. Thoughts whisper, nothing good is in your future. You've been through so many disappointments. Just accept it. Let me fact check that. The path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. God has taken me from glory to glory. I haven't seen, heard, or imagined what He has in store. You need to stamp that lie false, deceptive. Don't give it the time of day. In Greek mythology, there was a war that had been going on for 10 years between the people of Troy, they were called Trojans, and the people of Greece. Troy was a walled-off city, so secure, had powerful warriors, the latest equipment. The Greeks couldn't penetrate it. They didn't have the manpower. So they came up with a plan, a scheme. They constructed this huge head of a horse that stood dozens of feet tall. The Trojans thought horses were sacred. The Greeks told them that they were ending the war, the conflict was over, and they were returning to their city. As a goodwill gesture, they made the people of Troy this beautiful Trojan horse. They were so flattered by it, so in awe. It was made out of expensive wood, made it more valuable, more revered. They opened the gates and brought this huge horse into their city. The Greeks waved goodbye and went toward their boats to depart. The Trojans began to celebrate, had this big party until late in the night. What they didn't realize is that huge horse was hollow. On the inside, there were hundreds of Greek warriors. When the Trojans were all tired and had too much to drink, the Greeks came bursting out of that horse, went in and conquered the city. The Trojans seemed like an invincible foe. They were bigger, stronger in this walled-off city. For 10 years, the Greeks couldn't faze them, but when they turned to deception, when they tricked them with what they thought was a gift, when in reality it was a scheme to get in their city, that's when the city of Troy was taken. It's the same principle with us. You are an invincible foe. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. The enemy can't defeat you. He can't stop your purpose. But if you allow him to deceive you, if you open up your gates and let him in your head, you start believing the lies, dwelling on the negative, doubt, compromise, can't do it, never going to work out. Like that Trojan horse, once you give in, all kinds of discouragement and turmoil will be released. He can't beat you from the outside. He has to get in your thoughts. He has to deceive you into dwelling on things you had no business letting in. If the Greeks would have told the people of Troy the truth, if they had said, hey, look, this huge Trojan horse looks like a gift, but it's hollow, it's full of our warriors, they're going to come in and defeat you, take your city, they would say, I don't think so. You are not bringing that into our city. That's what deception is. You have to recognize the enemy's schemes. Can't be naive and passive and believe every thought that comes to your mind. Sometimes the enemy will try to make it feel like he's doing you a favor, like he's helping you out, giving you a gift. When my father passed, thoughts told me, Joel, you can't get up there and minister. You're going to look like a fool. Nobody's going to believe you. You don't have the training, the experience. My first thought was, you're right. That's good advice. That's going to save me embarrassment. But if I had believed that lie, like that Trojan horse, it would have opened up all kinds of defeat, insecurity, not qualified. I would have missed my destiny. The enemy is clever. He's trying to get in your head. The good news is he can't fool you. You have the mind of Christ. You have a spirit of discernment. It may look flattering, but you recognize his strategies. You know he's a scammer, so you don't open up your gates. You guard your mind. Even Jesus had to do this. After he was baptized in the Jordan River, he was led out into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. Satan took him to a high place. He said, if you'll bow down before me, I'll give you all these kingdoms, all this power. Like he was giving Jesus this big gift. Seemed like something great, but it was a scam. Jesus already had all power. He already ruled every kingdom. Jesus said, in effect, I'm not bowing down to you. I know who I am. Don't be fooled by these subtle lies. There may be a little truth to it. It can seem reasonable, but it's rooted in deception. When the Compact Center became available, I knew in my spirit we were supposed to pursue it. I felt faith rising up. There was this anticipation that God was going to do something amazing. Then here came the deceiver. Yes, Joel, it's exciting, but it's going to be a lot of money. Where will you get the funds? The opposition is so much bigger. Maybe it'd be better to just pass. I'm sure something else will come along. Don't let him in your head. He's trying to get you to water down your dreams, settle for mediocrity. Seemed reasonable, but you have to be aware of his strategies. He's a deceiver. If you accept that one thought, then here comes another and another. You don't get defeated from the outside, but from the inside. Proverbs says, be careful how you think because your thoughts run your life. One of the enemy's favorite lies is you don't have what it takes. You're not smart enough, talented enough, pretty enough, popular enough. If you make the mistake of dwelling on it, well, I'm not as smart as my brother. He's a surgeon. I made 1 year in college. Or I'm not as tall as my cousin, not as beautiful as my coworker. These little lies, little suggestions can do great damage. It's all about hidden agendas. The enemy will never tell you, if you believe this small lie, I'm going to cause it to grow to where you end up missing your destiny, giving up on your dreams, living insecure. If we could see the truth, if the intent were obvious, we would reject it. That's why he has to use deception and hidden motives. He'll start with small lies to see if you'll take the bait. Your business is never going to increase. That pain in your chest, that's serious. That child that's off course, he'll never make anything of his life. Seeds of doubt, seeds of compromise, seeds of discouragement. He'd love for you to take that bait and quit believing, quit hoping, and quit dreaming. Tune all that out. That scam has gone on long enough. Get him out of your head. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have an assignment to accomplish. A friend of mine was raised in a home with two older brothers. Her father was very involved with the children. But as a young girl, he spent more time with her brothers. They were always playing sports together. He was at their games and taking them to practice. They seemed to be having so much fun, but she felt left out. One day, they were all going to a ball game, and she was at home, kind of disappointed. The thought came to her saying, the reason your father doesn't spend as much time with you is because he never wanted a daughter. He wanted all sons. She was just 10 years old. She didn't know any better. She believed that lie. She began to feel insecure, and unworthy, and not valuable. Her personality didn't come out. She is much more reserved and introverted, all because of this one thought. She and her father grew apart. There was conflict and strife. For years, she lived with this nagging feeling that something was wrong, that she wasn't good enough. Well, in her 40s, her father was tragically killed in an automobile accident. After the funeral, she was at her grandmother's house. This was her father's mother. She gave this granddaughter a box of memorabilia from her father, different things from growing up. She found a letter inside that he had written to his parents when he was in the army years before. It said, Mom and Dad, I'm hoping to find a good wife one day because I can't wait to have a little girl. Even if I don't get married, I'm going to adopt a daughter. That's what I want more than anything else. When she read that, she began to weep. All those years, she felt like she wasn't wanted, that her father was disappointed in her, that she was a mistake, when in fact, she was her father's dream. He loved her more than she could imagine. Look at how the enemy works. She said, I still remember the place I was standing as a little girl when that thought said he wanted a boy, not a girl. She went on to say, I'm not telling my story so people will feel sorry for me, but so they will recognize how the enemy can plant seeds of doubt in our mind. If we don't learn to cast down those lies and not give them the time of day, they can take root and keep us from our destiny. Are there lies that you believed that are now limiting your life? You're not good enough. You can't break the addiction. You never get well. Nothing good is in your future. That's the enemy doing what he does best, trying to deceive you, plant seeds of doubt, hoping you'll believe it to be the truth. Don't fall into that trap. You need to do some fact checking. How does that compare to what God says about you? If it doesn't line out, clear out all those lies. Go back to who God says you are. This is what Gideon had to do in the scripture. He was hiding in the wine press, afraid of the enemy army. An angel appeared and said, Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. You are to deliver the people of Israel from the Midianites. Imagine an angel showing up and telling you that God says, you're a mighty hero. What an incredible moment. You would think Gideon would be fired up, full of faith, ready to do great things. But he said to the angel, how can I lead the people? I come from the poorest family. I'm the least one in my father's house. Here, God called him mighty, but he's believed this lie that he's weak, unqualified, not able. That didn't happen overnight. Those were seeds the enemy planted years before. Gideon, you're poor. Your family is limited. You're not that talented. You'll never do anything significant. The truth is, he was a mighty hero. He was a world changer, but he got scammed. He suffered from identity theft. He didn't recognize the enemy's schemes. He took that bait and believed all the lies. The good news is, you can get your identity back. You can clear out all the wrong mindsets and start believing what God says about you. Like Gideon, like my friend and her father, you may have some strongholds that are keeping me back, keeping you back. God sent me across your path to tell you who you really are. A mighty hero, a history maker, strong, talented, favored, valuable, worthy, healthy, qualified, well able, victorious. Sometimes I'll see a report where a scammer gets caught. This person that's deceived, tricked, stolen, they get exposed for who they really are and justice is served. Can I tell you, I know who the scammer is. I'm exposing his tricks, his lies, his deception. Now that you recognize his schemes, next time he whispers doubt, compromise, fear, you need to say, no thanks, I know who you are, a liar and the father of lies. When the doubt comes, you can turn it around and take just the opposite of what he told you. You'll never get well, thank you, now I know healing is coming. The opposition's too big, Joel, you'll never get the compact center, thank you, now I know the compact center is ours. Well, Gideon, you're too poor, you're at a disadvantage, thank you, now I know I'm a mighty hero. No more believing the lies. Come over into the truth. Don't let the enemy get in your head. Guard your mind. Keep it filled with faith, with hope, with victory. If you'll do this, I believe and declare every stronghold is coming down. Every wrong mindset is being broken. You have the spirit of wisdom and discernment. You will rise higher, accomplish dreams, and become all you were created to be. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me. We'll just seal it in prayer. Lord, I thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood, and so many watching and listening. Lord, show us any strongholds that are limiting us. Lord, reveal to us anything that's holding us back, wrong thinking patterns. Lord, I thank you today. We make this decision, we're clearing out all that clutter. Lord, we're going to go back to who you say we are. Lord, I thank you that you will help us to recognize the enemy's schemes, that we are aware of his strategies, and Lord, that we will live in the truth. Thank you, Lord, that you're protecting your people as they go out this week and blessing them and their children at school. I speak your victory and your destiny and purpose over everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question, if you don't mind. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of all the people. If I have people at home, I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need that fresh new start, that new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more, a few others. Lakewood, let's cheer them in. Anybody else? Up top, in the back, watching, listening, anybody else? Still time for you. Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this with our friends that are standing? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers to give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that for the next year, you're going to be here in person, online, on the radio, however you do it. I'll make a promise. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. I know you're busy. Sundays may be a day off. Let me tell you, there's a blessing on your life when you put God first place and you get into a community of faith. Like I said, we're going to help you grow. Hey, there's a room out here called New Beginnings after the service if you need anything. Some great people you can meet, need prayer. Also, after services, there's some classes in the fourth floor over there as well, or in the Family Life Center. You can take them online as well. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, October 29th, 2023, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all sing together. Thanks so much for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. All right, I want to speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.
What a powerful message today. What a powerful service. We are so glad that you joined us. If there's something that stood out in the message to you, will you put it in the chat so we can talk about it in just a minute? I want to welcome all of our SiriusXM radio listeners. Thank you for taking the time to come home to Hope this morning. We love you. We pray for you every single day, as well as our online family and those that come each and every week to Lakewood Church. We love you. This is one of the best days of the week for us, and we're so grateful that we get to spend it together. You know, we pray for you daily. We pray that when you start the week off here in the house of the Lord, that God just takes care of the needs of your house throughout the week, and He prioritizes everything that you are needing in your life. You know, I heard it said before, but if God had a refrigerator, your picture would be right on it, and you are the apple of His eye. And I love knowing that we have this wonderful relationship with the Heavenly Father that loves us. You know, today's message was so good because Pastor Joel talked about the lies the enemy puts in our minds, that the deception that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis that take us away from our true identity, that take us away from truth. And he helped us recognize how to stop the lies and what to do and replace it with truth. And I think that's so powerful because it's every day that we're bombarded, whether it's through outside forces, relationships, our own thoughts, those quiet moments in our head when insecurity and deception and lies come through. You know, in order to combat that, it's so important to know the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, and it has the ability to penetrate to every lie that the enemy tries to plant, and even the things that we believe deep down in our heart. I pray today that you would say the prayer to the Lord. Lord, help me see what the enemy does not want me to see, and help me replace every lie that I have been believing with your truth. I want to encourage you to go to the Word of God, go to the Bible, and whatever the lie is that says that you won't have enough, that you're not going to make it, that you're never going to be healed, that God does not have a way, go in the Bible and find where it says that He will make a way. God's Word is filled with promises, and those promises are the best combat to recognizing the schemes and the tactics of the enemy. You know, I love what he said. He said, the enemy tries to get in through your mind, but don't fall for the scam. We hear about scams, you know, whether it's through our phone or through our email, we're able to recognize those scams, but let's do the same for our own hearts and minds, and let's recognize that that needs to be replaced with the truth and the Word of God. If you've made the decision to accept Jesus in your heart today, we are so proud of you. That is a decision that we celebrate and we want to recognize and honor. Will you text new in the chat so that your online church family can celebrate with you? We know that it took boldness and courage, but if God spoke to your heart today and you made that decision to walk in a new path, in a new journey with Him, there are so many things ahead of you that we are so excited about. You know, there are things that we can do to help you in your journey. So text NEW to 77377 so that we know that you've made that decision. But I also want to just share the resources that we have. We have an online New Beginnings course that takes place to help you, support you in this journey of faith. You are not alone. You don't have to walk out. You don't have to figure out what this decision meant today. Even if you've been with the Lord and you're rededicating your life today, this New Beginnings course is so good because it talks about our identity in Christ. It talks about living life as a believer, as a follower of Christ, and what that looks like. So I want to encourage you, go online, find the New Beginnings course on our Lakewood Church website, and I promise you it'll help you in so many ways. You know, if you're in the United States, you can text NEW to 77377, or if you're outside of the United States, just go to our website, lakewoodchurch.com, for more information. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel or following us on social media, let me encourage you to do that now. When you like and share what you hear from us every Sunday or throughout the week, that helps us get the message of hope out to those that need it the most. And if there's someone in your life that you're praying for, that you're believing that they step into a relationship with Jesus, let me encourage you to not stop praying for them. Your prayers are powerful. Your prayers are effective. God hears you. And there is a behind the scenes taking place in that person's life or those people's life that you are praying for, where they'll have a moment to accept Jesus into their heart. But don't give up on them. Don't pray. Share the message. Invite them to come watch with you next week, or bring them in person to watch with you next week. I know you will be so glad that you did. We're so on this journey with you, and we want you to know that when you start the week off this way, putting God first, that something happens. There's a beautiful exchange that happens when you prioritize God and when you refocus and reprioritize your mind on Him. He has a way of speaking through you throughout the week to help you in every decision, in every situation that you might face this week. He's right there with you. And I love that Sundays help us. It's like a rally. It's a rally to start, you know, caring for our families better, caring for our loved ones better, caring for our workplace and doing our jobs better. It gives us the strength and the hope that we need to go forward into a new week. We love you. We thank you. We want to remind you that next week, November 4th, is actually fall back. And so that means you get an extra hour of sleep. But be sure you set your alarm because we don't want to miss seeing you next week. Again, be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss anything that's coming out of Lakewood Church. We look forward to seeing you every single week. We're praying for you. If there's a prayer request, you can put it in the chats. Prayer partners are standing by to pray with you. But have a great week. Let the message take root in your heart and help you each and every day this week. We'll see you next Sunday. God bless you.